Perek Yudal, Mishnah Aleph. The first Mishnah of the 14th Perek continues the discussion of Tzedah, the Melacha of trapping, and it also discusses another prohibited act, which is Chovel, when one injures and bruises an animal. Now, Chovel is not an Av Melacha, it's a Toldah, and there's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim as to what Melacha it's part of. According to many, it is considered a Toldah of Shechet, to slaughter the animal, because if you produce blood, if you make a bruise in the animal, it's sort of like killing that part of the animal. Others say that drawing blood is a tolda of mephorik, which is when you separate something from somewhere else. But be it as it may, it is definitely a tolda, and therefore a melacha deraisa, something which the Torah prohibits to do on Shabbos. Now, when discussing the laws of tumah and tahara, impurity and purity, the Torah lists 8 animals which are called shirotzim, and these 8 animals have special halachs when it comes to tumah and tahara, and when they are dead, they are a severe source of tumah. So the Mishnah says, Shemona shirotzim ha'amurim ba'Torah. These 8 shirotzim, which are said by the Torah lists them and includes a weasel, a mouse, a snail, a hedgehog, these sort of small animals, which are considered to be shirotzim, hatsodon, one who traps them on Shabbos, v'achil b'hen, and one who injures them and bruises them, chayev, is liable. Now, the reason why the Mishnah tells us that you are chayev for trapping them is in contrast to the end of the Mishnah, which discusses other insects and small creatures, which people generally trap only in order to get rid of them. And of course, that is considered to be a malacha she'inat tzricha l'gufa, a malacha which you're not doing for a positive, constructive outcome. Rather, you're doing it because you don't want that thing there. So the Mishnah says at the end of this Mishnah that if you trap little insects like that, then you are exempt, because this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The one is exempt from Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But the point of the Mishnah is over here at the beginning to show that the Shemona Shirotzim, when somebody traps them, that is not considered to be a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, since people generally trap these animals because they want the animals, not because they don't want the animals and they're trying to escape from them, but because they want the animals. For example, they want the hedgehog, or they want to use the skin of the weasel, or whatever it is, and therefore you would be liable, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the reason why you are liable for bruising them is because these Shemona Shirotzim have very thick skins, and if you can see a bruise, that means that there is a lot of blood which came out of the animals. And it's only because of the thick skins that the blood is not coming through the skin. But if you can see a bruise and it's clear that the animal did bleed a lot, and you have violated a tolda of either slaughtering the animal, or a tolda of mephorik, to separate the blood, to draw blood. Be it as it may, the Mishnah goes on now to Ush'arsh Kotzmuramasim, when it comes to all other insects and crawling animals, Hachil Behen Potter, one who bruises them is exempt, because we're discussing a bruise where the blood does not come above the skin, it's just a bruise below the skin. Now, when it comes to these animals, they have very thin skins. So if the blood does not come out, that means that it didn't bleed a lot, and the blood will just be absorbed back into the body. And as such, one is exempt, hanatsodon, one who traps them only if it's l'tzeirech, for the need of the animal, meaning only if he is trapping it because he wants the animal itself, not just to escape from it, only then is he chayev. But v'shelo l'tzeirech, if it's not for the need of the animal, rather he's just trapping it in order to really escape from it, because he does not want the animal, then he is exempt, potter, because this is of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that one is exempt from melacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa. Now the Mishnah ends off by telling us, chayev v'oish she'bereshusay, a wild animal or a bird which is in one's domain, so it's already enclosed, then at sodom potter, one who traps them is exempt, because it's already considered to be trapped. It's a bit like a pet, v'achil b'hen. And one who injures them, chayev, is liable, because once again, if you can see a bruise on these animals, that means that it is a real significant bruise, where blood really did come out of the body, and won't necessarily be reabsorbed into the animal's body. And in such a scenario, you have violated the prohibition of chayvel, of injuring and bruising the animal.